add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTrue fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTrue.com and Fipon.com.
You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
We are here at the Ironclad booth, and it is time to get the lead out.
We're weighing in from the Ironclad Technical Workwear Forge at the National Hardware Show.
We grind the gears with Popular Mechanics' outstanding Real Deal editor, Roy Berenson.
And we cool the forge's fire with the metal melting cool tool star and no name, no first name necessary, Grundy.
Then we hone our iron to a razor's edge with Mark Lyman, sharp-witted chief editor of HomeFixated.com.
So break out your hammer and anvil, because it's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life.
Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life. Into my fix-it-up life.
Thinking about building a deck? Before you build, take time to dream a little.
And check out Destination Deck Series at realoutdoorliving.com for deck plans designed for every style of home.
Unique and customizable, click right through for a custom deck plan that fits your family and your home.
Your decking material of choice? Real natural wood. It's durable, beautiful, safe, and the best choice for the environment.
Spend your days outdoors enjoying fun, food, and family. And your beautiful new real wood deck.
realoutdoorliving.com.
Wood. It's real.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Forget about messy mortar. Bondera is a pressure-sensitive adhesive for tile that comes on a roll and is super easy to use.
Peel the liner, place your tile, and you can grout immediately.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Perfect for crafts and remodeling projects. Visit BonderoTileMatSet.com for videos and for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
Abra. And you are back. You are back inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
Yes. We're at the National Hardware Show.
National Hardware Show.
And we're rocking out to Tim Williams.
Keep playing. Keep playing, because we've got a guest DJ in the house.
Oh, seriously? Shut up. That is amazing. And you might not recognize
turntable.
Him.
ever life.
Chris Grundy from DIY Network's Cool Tools is in the house.
I'm sorry.
He has taken over.
I don't recognize Chris Grundy.
Right?
Yeah, you recognize Grundy.
There it is.
That's it.
I know.
Grundy in the hizzy. You know what I mean?
I just want you to know I have no idea what's happening right now.
That's how I roll, man. You just come in with the thunder. I'm telling you, that's how we roll up in this joint.
Oh my
Come
goodness.
In with the thunder.
That now, is amazing.
We're not even going to get to tools.
We aren't?
No, because I mean,
look at your I just saw you on the TV screen behind you.
Is that right?
Yeah,
it's
you're like
scary.
Famous and famous and
it's
stuff.
It's scary, you never know.
It's like you in real life and you on TV, just right here in front of me.
Which one do you choose?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm not sure what to do.
I hear you.
There
I'm
you go.
Just going to say random words. And then you're going to come out with a reply that's gold.
I don't know what's going to be gold.
One, two, three, four. I'm just waiting.
The might of touch, man. You never know.
You never know
what's going to happen next.
Well, you know, we saw you at Popular Mechanics Breakthrough Awards in New York City. I think it was in October 5th. It was a Tuesday night. I remember all the details.
Okay.
That's what I do here at My Fix It Up.
New York City is that big city with the tall buildings.
I saw the mayor that night, too.
Did you?
He came up, man. He was like Obama rolling in there, man. All kinds of black SUVs. Security coming out, people holding their hips. It was awesome.
Really?
Nice.
If I'm going to be mayor of a city, it's going to be that one. And I'm wearing all that stuff.
Not mayor of Joe Smithville, USA.
No.
So someone comes up to you and says, would you like to be a mayor? You're like, certainly, I would certainly choose New York.
Yeah, but
thank
don't
you.
Give me Hackensack. I want New York City. Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Because in Hackensack,
no offense
just driving
to everyone
around
who lives in Hackensack.
Yeah, you know, there's no security there.
They're just driving around in like a city dump truck.
That's how they, you know, they got work to do. I understand that. I respect that, but I want security.
Well, I have to say that when we were at the Breakthrough Awards, you gave a presentation for cool tools, breakthrough tools that have come out in the last year,
mm-hmm.
and we were in a very serious theater with people that are curing cancer and
sure.
doing all kinds of
mapping
things.
Mapping the human
sure.
genome.
Yes,
sure.
very serious stuff.
Uh-huh.
You got on stage, you started talking. My husband started laughing his butt off.
Only one.
Only
in the
one
place.
In the whole theater. Everyone else is very buttoned-up scientists, you know, curing cancer.
You got a thermostat of some sort, you know, a programmable thermostat.
You know, they put it on the screen.
Big movie screen. It's like 20 feet by 10 feet tall, and you just drop. That's how big it really is.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I'm howling laughing next
He's
to the guy
falling out of
who,
his chair.
Who mapped the human genome. He's looking at me like, these awards, I'm
yeah.
out.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
yeah,
yeah.
I'm out. Yeah,
yeah.
They let him in.
I mean, there were people there who were bringing sight to the people who couldn't see.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I
serious
mean,
people. You know?
I was just, I felt really inadequate when
hey.
I left the theater. Like, I felt really good for all the stuff they're doing, and
sure.
I left the theater, and I felt, what have I done with my life?
Right?
I can fill
you know
my socks by
yeah.
myself, but
yeah.
it ends there.
And they volunteer to do it. It's
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
Amazing. So
do.
You've been walking around here filming.
Yeah, a little bit today.
So
and
can we
yesterday?
Get like a sneak, like, you know, what cool tools that you've been checking out that we're probably going to see on a DIY Network special,
you're,
I imagine.
You're definitely going to see them on the hardware show. It's going to come out in November, but a little sneak preview.
Woo-hoo.
Well, something juicy to keep, oh,
you, yeah.
keep
bring
you
it.
In this. You
bring
know?
It.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
Can you do the whole thing in that voice?
That's yeah, absolutely.
That sounds like some character from like a 1930s movie.
Let me tell you something about this. Awesome.
All right.
I just want to give someone an amen. I don't know why, but I feel like I need to say that.
Can I get a witness?
That's it.
And then you start dancing around.
British accent. Can you?
Well, I believe I could. The show I saw, you know, it's a 10-inch plate, and it was something special, you know. It was something to be revered, you know. And
why aren't you in every movie that comes out?
We would watch them
action
all.
Hero.
Yeah.
You know,
because I'm fat and old.
Romantic comedy.
Right.
Sports movie.
They wouldn't be. I'd be the has been.
You'd be the guy. You know.
Hey, you know, let me tell you about the way it was, kid. Exactly.
Yeah.
You guys don't know anything about football. We
no,
didn't wear helmets in my day.
Okay. Tools.
Sorry.
No.
Sorry.
No.
I want to know. I would like the inside information. That's what I do. I'm a girl. I'm like, I want to know.
You
want to
know about
I want to know before everyone else
little
knows.
Little sneak preview
yeah.
for you. Bosch
it's like
come
gossip.
Out. Yeah, a little something.
Yeah, something.
Bosch came out with this little saw, okay? But it's a table saw. It's 52 pounds. You can carry with one hand on the job sites, all this stuff, and everything that you need is on board and tucked into this really cool cube. And it's got four horsepower, 15 amp motor. It thing is jumping all over the place. You can put all kinds of stuff through this table saw, and I'm telling you, you can throw it in your truck. It's developed in a square, so you can stack it nice. I'm telling you, this
so
thing
the
is
fence
nice.
Isn't on top. You can put it on the whole thing.
The
really?
Fence is cozy. The miter gauge is cozy. Your push stick. Cozy.
We went from super
cozy
macho to cozy.
What are you talking
and
to me now?
And then they got a blanket.
And then
they're all in there.
Then
people from Bosch come over and they hold your hands and they make you feel so snug and
that's
safe, just like
customer
your mommy.
Service.
Yeah, that's
right.
How many kittens have you seen?
I just used a pump over on the other side of the convention, and it's a pump that you pump twice and then it creates a siphon. But if you aim that pump somewhere else, you can hit a kitten. That's not a problem. And I hit a kitten 20 feet like that.
A kitten.
I don't care.
Now,
you know he's kidding.
Actually.
You know he's kidding. But he adds, and I don't care. It's not enough that you
do
it.
Hit a kitten.
But you add, and I don't care.
I hit him. I'm
going to hit a kitten.
It's just water.
Okay.
You know?
All right, I'm going to step out of the conversation now. Clearly, I don't want to know
anything. So we've got
else.
Table saw. We've mm-hmm. got the kitten jet. What's the kitten jet for?
The kitten.
I mean, it's not made for that.
It's not made for that. It's actually a pump so you can get water out of unique places, maybe the bottom of your toilet or something. You know how some pumps you have to have the water in there,
yeah.
or have the pump in the water.
Yeah.
Just when you don't have to, you just pump it, grabs it, uses garden hose.
Oh, and it starts to siphon. I see.
Yeah.
I see. So you could empty the bottom of a pool.
Yeah. Bottom of a pool. You could do. Well, it's going to be hard because you're going to have to find a lower space than the bottom of the pool.
Oh, that's how it works.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can siphon out gas tanks.
Which I've done a lot. You know, it's $3.98 a gallon in New York. It's crazy.
Is that what you're doing here in Vegas?
Yeah, well, I figure, you know, while I'm here, I'm going to fill up my tank.
I don't even want to ask what you drive, because either I'm going to be disappointed, it's going to be like a late model, you know, like, or it's going to be like an F-950.
It's a 99 Dodge, baby.
Did you see
Magnum engine sport model, 4-inch lift on that joint, black. 33s
nice.
On there.
Yeah, but are they low-profile tires?
No, man.
Are they big old?
Oh, yeah. I climb over everything. I'll fight anybody.
So, do you drink coffee at all?
Not usually. You know, I just
You're
like...
You're just naturally know, this, like...
I get excited when I see you.
He said me. He didn't say you.
Look,
he
I'm not even
me.
In the room. If it weren't for video that was happening right now, it would be like I wasn't here.
I'll
get edited out of this conversation.
What else do you want to say?
The effervescence of your hair and your look as it glows melodically along the stratosphere, that's how you roll. That's it right there.
Oh, darling.
Mm-hmm.
Could you write that down for me?
I can write that down, no problem.
Get him a pen!
I need an app for that.
Need an app to get a pen.
Do you have an iPad?
I do not have the pad. I got the phone. I don't have the pad yet.
Got the pad.
I
got to
get
phone.
The pad, though.
Yeah. Well, you just do the email like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you email me that whatever you just said.
Right.
Exactly.
Pad it up, man.
How about you? Have you seen Ironclad stuff before?
I just got here. I have seen their stuff before. I've always liked their stuff. They got some great safety things with the gloves and the pants and the shirts and the gloves. They got
a lot of
gloves up in there.
They have energy drinks, too. I had no idea they did.
Oh, yeah. We were giving you 10 of those before you leave.
Did you know that energy
drink? In my water?
They said it's a combination between, like, Gatorade and, like, Red Bull.
I will have to try that.
That's new.
That hasn't been authorized, but I'm authorizing it now. Somebody get him a six-pack.
We're going to...
Well, and they have the pain.
But then drink it
and
stay here for a while. See, I just want to see you just tear stuff to pieces. What was the last thing you just completely unhinged?
In this place?
No, like on Dominator or Cool Tools.
Yeah. We had a masonry show, and we had a bunch of guys building walls and all that stuff, and then the show is about competition between three people. Then they have to build a wall that's going to stay and remain under a two-ton block when we place it on there.
Well, this is DIY
guy,
Dominator.
This is DIY Dominator. So some one guy, he made it, and it stayed, and it was up there, and then we took that block off. We're like, well, we're not going to let it stand. We ain't going to let that happen. We handed out sledgehammers, some of those cobalt, and just took it to town, man. Oh, God, so much fun.
Did you actually run at it with the sledgehammer?
Oh, yeah.
And then
Did that air already?
That episode has not aired yet.
When will that
air?
It's
a Thursday night. We've got 5 episodes coming up each Thursday. I'm not sure which Thursday it'll air.
But you need to watch every Thursday.
You
to
need
find
to watch
out.
Every Thursday.
That's what I'm going to tell you.
Is it Thursday now? I'm going to start watching.
Wednesday, isn't it? these days when you're walking around all these space, there's no sunlight.
We don't see the sun go up, go down.
It could be midnight right now.
The,
I don't
the
know.
Great thing, though, too, is that we're in Vegas. We get in the taxi cab in the morning to come to the trade show, and then the cab driver's always like, so, what are you doing in town? You know, where have you been? What parties have you gone to? What casinos are you going to?
We went to bed.
We went to the convention center, and then we went to the hotel.
I did some hot yoga.
We had a healthy meal alone.
We had some fruit, and
we actually had dinner sort of with you last night.
Near you.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Popular Mechanics took us out to the Palms restaurant, and you guys were there. I was there, you know, but it was so many people.
I don't know if anybody
people.
Else was there.
I don't recall. You know,
I know
Roy Berenson was there though. That Joker, if you get a chance to talk to him,
he's coming by. He should be right there.
I'm telling you now, that guy knows some stuff about tools. He knows stuff about life. I asked him a little bit about astrology last night. He built a star for me. I'm telling you, this dude knows what he's talking about.
He built a star for
you? Absolutely.
Was it a Death Star?
It was a Death Star. Yeah. He threw me in it. Yeah. And then he said he was my father. I said, you're my biological father. But, you know, I don't know.
Roy ages well. He's really 110.
Right. Well,
how old are you, 19?
I'm turning 20 in about 2 weeks.
Sweet.
Oh,
that's
cool.
It's coming along. You know, I've been putting some things together, and I wanted to get the best picture possible.
Oh, good.
So, yeah. I'm a workout next week. And, I'm going to get this neck size down. And then take the picture.
Are you still playing hockey?
I still play hockey. I love it. I get hurt all the time.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
cool. That's awesome.
You know, I trip over the blue line. You know, I'm just learning to skate backwards. It's nice, man. I'm loving it.
Man, well, I have a feeling that we have a break to take.
We do have a break that we have to take.
Good call.
Stay right there.
I will, darling.
We will be back in a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
We hit a club on the late night, feeling right, looking, try to find something real nice. Looking for a little shorty I know so that I can take her home. I can take her home. She can be 18 with an attitude and 19, kind of sunny, acting real rude. As long as you're freaky, 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 you know that it's on. See me in the corner of the dance floor, real slow, saying she was creeping in the last video. I can't tell her no measurements, 25, 36, 20. I like the way you brush your hair. I like them stylish clothes you wear. I like the way the light hit the icy glares, and I can see you moving way over there. Yo, if you want to go and take a ride with me with three women in the flow.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitoplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitoplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fypon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fypon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com. Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Forget about messy mortar. Bondera is a pressure-sensitive adhesive for tile that comes on a roll and is super easy to use.
Peel the liner, place your tile, and you can grout immediately.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Perfect for crafts and remodeling projects. Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for videos and for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
So glad that we, sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life. This is my fix-it-up life.
And it is my fix-it-up life, and I'm sitting here with my handsome husband, Mark.
I'm sitting here with my beautiful wife, Teresa.
Oh, thank you, darling.
We're surrounded by a halo of people. We got cameras from the DIY network.
Mm-hmm.
We've got people walking around, milling about.
Yes.
And we've got Roy Berenson.
Yes.
Real deal editor from one of the most, if not the most prestigious,
yes,
home improvement titles ever.
Uh-huh.
The self-effacing, always humble and ever competent Roy Berenson.
From Popular Mechanics Magazine.
I don't know about the always competent
part.
But I'm not always competent. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Makes two of us.
But very but very talented, and you really know what you are writing about. And you're here at the Hardware Show, the National Hardware Show, and you've spent the last couple days with Chris Grundy.
Chris Grundy, the man himself. I'm the straight man in the Berenson-Grundy act. I should say Grundy-Berenson act.
Did he actually hollow you out emotionally? Are you just empty inside?
I'm a shell of a shell of the man I once was.
What was it like hanging out with him for like all of that time?
He's high energy.
Yes?
I mean, he's intense. And everybody loves the guy. You go around the show, everybody loves Grundy.
Well, everybody loves you, too.
I don't know about that, but I'm I like to be in the background. You know, Grundy's a foreground guy. I'm a background guy.
So now, were you on camera as well with him?
Yeah.
For the special for the DIY Network?
Sure.
It's going to air this fall?
Sure, yeah. We were... In fact, we started out the day yesterday with a big solo saw, and we cut some metal and threw some sparks, and Grundy had a blast with it, you know.
Oh, a cutoff saw you're talking about.
Yeah,
chainsaw kind of looking. You see people cutting through piles of rebar or brick beamers.
Yeah, depending on the blade you put on it, that's what we had. So we put on the metal blade, cut some metal, threw some sparks, and Grundy had a great old time with that.
Nice.
Very cool. So what have you seen here at the Hardware Show that has impressed you?
There's a lot of good stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've named some of them Editor Choice Award winners. General, for example, had that cool little digital sliding T-bevel, you know. We had the solo
That's
saw.
That's more of a woodworking machinist tool, right?
A woodworker, finish carpenter, even a carpenter. You know, just a handy gadget to have. Doesn't cost $1 million.
So are you naming the Popular Mechanics Editor's Choice Awards out of this show, or is it out of everything you see all year?
It's out of this show. It's confined to this show. So if it ain't here, it doesn't get an Editor's Choice Award.
Oh, really?
That's
We're
right.
here.
Can we get an Editor's Choice Award?
Can you give us an Editor's Choice Award? Tim, give me $20.
Can we get a special award for something?
15.
It would be the first human-based award we've ever given to the Clemens.
That would be it. The first human-based award for
Editor's Choice.
Yes.
I'll give you a hand.
Thank you for that human-based
Thank
award.
Thank you. Here's an inhuman response.
An inhuman handshake.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. When does that come out? When do we pose for the photo shoot? I like to pose like this.
He does.
Heroic, looking off into the distance.
Oh, yes, always the distance.
Yeah.
Whenever you need to be heroic, you're not here. You're, you know, the horizon.
You're off doing, thinking about something else.
While
the women are doing all the you know.
Here's the deal. The man lion fights the other man lions. There's only one job to do. Everybody else is just scooting around.
Really?
No, I don't believe that at all.
Yeah.
The whole man lion thing?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, that's true.
We'll have
but
to talk about that later.
There's
darling.
No home to come back to.
So what can we find in the magazine right now?
Oh, we've got lots of cool stuff. Always good service information and how-to information. You know, that's what we're about. We're fixing things, cars and houses and building things, furniture. You know, you name it. That's Popular Mechanics.
You set yourself up for it. And you don't even know this is coming.
No.
Here it begins. This is my Fix It Up Life lightning round. Ding, 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 ding. She has no idea what I'm about to say.
I have no idea what's going on.
Okay, lightning round. Here we
lightning
go.
Lightning round.
Yeah.
Impact driver or cordless drill driver?
Well, I own a cordless drill driver, 18 volts. I own some small stuff, but I don't do enough high torque work to justify owning an impact driver.
Right.
If I did a lot more work, especially with hex head fasteners, which impact drivers excel at driving, especially self-tapping, self-cutting screws, they're very good with those. Driving deck fasteners.
Yes.
If you're building a deck.
Yes.
You got to have one. Long, coarse-threaded fasteners.
Oh, like the ledger screws that are
big
now
ledger
available.
Screws. You know, stuff. Now, it's interesting. People will drive a lag screw, but they won't drill a pilot hole. And there have been tests. There's lab tests showing you get better, you get a better grip when you drive you drill your pilot hole, then drive your lag. So to all of you lag screw users out there, remember to drill your pilot hole first. Don't reach for the impact driver right away.
Yeah, just don't blast it through the wood fiber.
That's exactly right.
Just so because you can do it, don't do it.
That's exactly
right. So if you're drilling for a half-inch lag, like in a deck ledger, you want to do a 9/16 or a 3/8. Did I say that right? 7/16.
Yeah, there we go.
What you want to do is drill it bigger and just stick it on there with gum.
Right. A little adhesive.
Just use some caulk, you know.
Just say.
You know, whatever. Just throw some, you know.
Just caulk it.
Expanding foam in there, whatever. Who cares?
I've seen some of those decks.
Yeah, you've seen my decks? I mean.
No, you know you don't build them.
No. God. We got to be serious about it.
Next question. I'm sure there's more in the lightning round.
And lightning round. Round two. Ding, 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 ding. I don't know. Do you get a wheel of some sort? Woo! This is the lamest game show.
That is sad.
Someone
it's
put a sheet of plywood up between
it's
us.
It's a good thing you're handsome and talented. Rhyming. Yeah. Okay, lightning round two.
Worm drive or sidewinder?
Ooh.
I own both. You know what? Actually, I just got rid of my old faithful sidewinder, the one that put me through college. I have a worm drive. I love it. It's a lot of saw. You know, it's great for everything from demolition to house framing. A lot of torque, a lot of control, but it's also a lot of weight. You know,
they weigh 17 pounds, something like that.
Yeah, even the mags are somewhere in that range. So, you know, if it's just a few small, quick cross cuts or something, I probably won't reach for the sidewinder. If it's demolition with a nail cutting blade or some framing.
You mean the worm drive. You won't reach for the worm drive.
The worm drive. Thank you. I'll reach for the sidewinder. But when I was building a boat a couple of years ago and I had a lot of oak to cut, the frames were oak, and it was weird, you know, weird cuts and big, thick pieces of oak.
Compound angles.
Yeah, weird stuff. And that was all worm drive, the whole thing.
You cut all that stuff with a circular saw.
Yeah. You got to tune it up with a hand plane, but you spend a lot of time with a circular saw.
Because you're building a round shape, so I imagine a lot of bevel cuts, a lot of cheek cuts, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you got to rough it out, though, with a circular saw. I mean, if you're lucky enough to have a big bandsaw, you know, in the shop, you can do that. But you spend a lot of time with a circular saw in your hand building a wood boat.
There you go, silence. Hey, how about that?
You're fascinated.
I know you. I am fascinated. I know what it is.
You know
She's
going to
run out and build a boat. I mean,
when I'm quiet, I'm more fascinated than when I'm talking, probably. Is it lightning round three?
I've never even heard of the lightning round before.
Is this my chance to go ding, 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 ding?
Ask Mark a question.
You caught me flat-footed there.
I'm flat-footed. I have to go to my notes. No, the lightning round. Lightning round, round three. You know, we're in Las Vegas. Everywhere you go, it's bing, 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 bing. And we can't come up with any sound.
Ding, 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 ding.
We've been around every sound in the world.
Good and bad.
Yeah, exactly. What has been in your tenure as, is it senior home editor?
Senior home editor.
It's real deal editor. Throw that away. Throw your cards away. Real deal editor at Popular Mechanics Magazine, can you say that there's been one project that you've done hands-on that's either been a favorite or a super challenging, so challenging it made it your standout piece?
Oh, you know, that's a good question.
Good, because you have a minute to answer it.
You have a minute to answer.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
A couple of years ago, building that wood boat, you know, we built it from a plan that was, I don't know how old, 75 years old or something. It was a kind of funky set of plans. And we changed the plans. You know, it wasn't a solid wood boat. We built it as plywood.
Sure.
So that, you know, it was just challenging and tricky to do. But every project has got its own unique challenges. It's just that, you know, we build Popular Mechanics every month. You know, it's a hand-built magazine, and so...
Well, there you have it.
Every month, we got to do that.
And if you haven't ever checked out Popular Mechanics, I don't know where you're living, but popularmechanics.com, and you can follow them on Twitter at popmech, P-O-P-M-E-C-H. And we have to go to break, darling.
We do have to go to break. We'll be back with more Rousing My Fix-It-Up Life from the Ironclad booth in 1 minute.
I remember when I lost my mind.
You're good to go.
There was something so pleasant about that place.
Oh, you're great.
You know,
you're
that
great.
Echo,
you're
so
really
much space.
Oh, thank you.
It's time to find out the winner of the Stock Quattro Gas Grill from the My Fix It Up Life giveaway. Our winning entry read, 32 years old, working to death, sweat in the sun of Florida's best, a toy to be had that would bring lots of joy, to share with the family and all of his boys. Yes, grilling can be a family affair, or even more fun, more food for the neighbors to share. Congratulations to Sandy from Florida. Want to be our next free stuff winner? Go to MyFixItUpLife.com and click Free Stuff to enter to win more free stuff contests from My Fix It Up Life.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitup.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitup.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real Wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
Hey, must be Chris Grundy. Do you want to go and get by me? Down in the back of the van.
Ooh,
why must I feel?
Can we get a DJ on there?
DJ Grundy. Something you don't know. I got something to tell ya. Believe in many people straight out of the flow. Most said that I was a failure. Now the same asking me for dough. I'm here and I can't hear ya. Grundy, can we get tickets to the next show?
Oh yeah. Hell no.
Now that I'm a fly guy and a fly by, I wanna know why I'm a fly guy. And I would draw good range over all wood. If Shorty wanna pop and pop the disc, and if Shorty wanna pop and pop in the crisp, and if Shorty wanna pop and pop the disc, Shorty wanna see the light hit the ice cliff. Shorty talk, Nelly listen, Nelly talk, Nelly listen, wanna. But when I walk, pay attention in the ice and the crisp. Come on, boo, give me a kiss.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life with the wildly talented Jim Williams.
Oh, so.
And Chris, yeah, and whatever.
And then there's this other guy here.
This weird noise. That was a good song. And then you're like,
get wild with me.
Are you a rock star?
I play one on TV, you know. No, man, I tell you, the talent that this guy's got back here, playing a little guitar, man, strumming it up, singing, making up words on the fly. talent.
Oh, he's good.
You've never played anything. You have to have some kind of musical background. You have to.
I've played one of those before. You
one
know, you got strings in a hole.
Yeah.
You strum it.
Yeah.
You know.
That's how I play.
You know.
And I bet you have a good voice too, singing voice.
I don't know. Can I have that guitar?
Oh. Yeah.
So,
Grundy, I think you need a DJ name.
DJ name? DJ G.
There you go. That's
you
three
know.
Letters.
So give me some G and some C. We gonna do some. You never know. Oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. Oh,
he feels it
I'm
inside.
I'm getting like a personal concert here. This is awesome. I'm a lucky lady, I tell you. I'm a lucky lady.
I'm not even here.
I got all these handsome men around entertaining me,
and they
saying?
Keep gathering. They're not here for us.
There's a halo.
There's a lot of handsome men behind me. Too.
That's right.
Let me
you got
you.
Everything you need.
Yeah.
And Roy Berenson.
And Roy Berenson mm-hmm. from Popular Mechanics Magazine, the home editor.
Real Deal Roy.
Yes,
I think
he
we
is.
Just renamed him.
Yep.
Real Deal
yeah.
Roy.
High praise from Grundy right here.
I love his hairstyle.
He's got hair.
What's the shaving
He's
schedule?
Got hair.
Let me get all the way in there.
Yeah.
What's your belt size? Where do you live, and what's the shaving schedule?
I try to shave every 3-4 days. You know, I just shave everything above the neck except for the eyebrows. And, yeah. See?
Okay, it's true.
See?
It's true.
And, yeah.
Hard to tell.
Keep it clean. Keep it clean.
Nice.
You know,
and that's just your thing. It's just
that's
what
my
you
thing,
do.
You know, if I wanted a fro, I could do that, too. But, you know, I just do what I do.
I am so glad that DIY Network found you.
Yeah.
How did it happen to you? Like how?
I'll tell you what. I was working at a lighting agency. I was selling light bulbs out of a warehouse. You know, that's what we called it. And
there was a warehouse big enough to hold your mojo.
That's what I'm saying. And they had to keep the doors open. They had to keep the doors open. But a friend of mine was a producer over at HGTV, and she's like, "Hey, I need some stories about Christmas to fill up this time in the show I'm doing. Would you mind coming down and telling a couple stories of your childhood?" Sure, I'll come down. So I go, leave, get a cup of coffee, go back to work. That's all. Last I heard of it. 3 years later, Muffy Steinhoff, executive producer, was the senior producer on that show and called and said, "Hey, listen, I saw you on something 3 years ago. Can you come down? I want to talk to you." And that's how this happened.
No
oh,
way.
Oh, Muffy did a good job there.
Hey.
Yeah, she is.
Right there.
Muffy Steinhoff.
Thank you.
And she's hiding behind the scenes right there, self-effacing and humble as always.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we did some stuff and a bunch of auditions and all that stuff. They threw tools at me and threw situations at me. Can you build this? Can you build that? And can you hammer? And can you do that? Yeah, sure, no problem. Do all that stuff. And they said, "Well, we're going to get you more difficult stuff after you start working here." And I was like, "Oh, after wait, what? I got a job? Great!" You know?
This is almost like really having to do something.
But you've gotten to travel around the world, too, with the show.
Yeah, absolutely. We've gone international. So, obviously, we've gone all over the nation, all different kinds of factories and different places. But now we've gone to Germany and Japan or China. And we're planning to go to Japan, but after everything that happened, we would move that, so we're probably going to go to Australia this year.
What were
you
going to Japan for?
We were going to see some factories in Japan and to see the output of how things move in Japan as opposed to here in the United States. And we were just looking for differences and seeing what we could see, you know. And
And what's in Australia?
Australia, there's places that make tools. We're doing the research now. You know, the first thing we thought was, let's go to Australia. Now we got to justify it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Because there's no tool factories in Maui.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you need any help?
Yeah.
Like, we'll totally help you out.
Hey,
you know
thank
what I'm
you.
Need a soundtrack?
I need a soundtrack. I always need a soundtrack wherever I walk. So all day he's with me.
He can just walk behind you. Just walk behind you.
All
you
day.
Know? You got your entourage there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All day. So, yeah.
What are your top three favorite on your iTunes?
Oh, I do like Nelly, but I don't know if he's my favorite right now. Ray LaMontagne. He does a song called Jolene. I've been listening to that one. There's Linkin Park came out with the new album. I like that one, that album. And, probably Jay-Z. Big fan of Jay-Z. He's always in my mix, you know.
Yeah.
He's in your mix.
He's always in my mix.
I like the Beyonce.
Sure,
you know? Sure,
sure.
She's hot, isn't she?
I think she's very hot. You
I
know,
mean,
she
seriously?
Just, she's just calling me all the time, though.
You
I'm
know,
good.
I wish she would stop doing that.
You know, I mean,
know, you know what I mean?
Busy,
yeah.
I'm busy.
Look,
yeah,
hey.
When, Like,
hey.
Like when Mark walks down the street, he just has to, like, peel the women off of him.
Yeah,
it's just
I know
really
how,
hard.
I know
you
how
know? That's
for
how
you.
He stays
yeah.
fit.
Yeah,
you know?
It's appealing. Yes. It's appealing.
In
fact, I have a new workout coming out. It's called P90 Peel.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Nicely done. I've got the P90 Eat. I just buy sandwiches and eat 90 of them. Just, oh.
You should go on
P90E.
Now I just have a vision
it's
of you.
It's the 90 sandwich diet.
I have a vision of him on Sesame Street with
like Oscar the Grouch or
Cookie
Monster or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love a good cookie. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Now, Las Vegas supposed to be awesome food all over the place. Are we stuck in a little bit of irony where you can't find any because you're just jamming around this floor?
It's a little bit of that, you know. And, I mean, yesterday I had a sandwich on the go because we had to get to our next booth, you know.
Right.
And so I, you know, grabbed something and ate it as I was walking. And,
yeah.
And, you know, you get to the next thing and you get back to work.
Trade show food is awesome.
That's an opinion.
It's awesome in a non-positive way also.
Yeah. If by awesome you mean cardboard... Then yeah, it's that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the good news is people don't come here for the sandwiches. They come here to see some awesome tools,
so
some innovations.
What's your favorite sandwich?
My favorite sandwich today is a club sandwich with a great soft bread, you know, some turkey, some ham, some bacon. Put that joint in there, mayo, tomatoes, woo, some sprouts. Get off me.
You know why? Because when you're eating that, it was going to climb on you. That was my first reaction. They crept. That's a BLT.
I fight people off. I don't care. I don't care. Cats.
Oh my God. Not
bad.
Did you watch the Food Network?
Are you a food man? Like, do you cook and stuff?
I do cook. I just built an outdoor kitchen so that I could do some grilling out back.
So when are we coming over?
That's up to you. You know, anytime you want to come, I will make the room, make the time for you.
Okay, we'll be there.
We're going on tour.
Go
we're
on tour.
On
can
tour.
We do a live show from your front yard?
Absolutely.
I want to do it from his outdoor kitchen.
Yeah, you can
let's
do it out
walk
back.
Around. Huh? We got to get... Somebody get some wire. Are there wire cutters in here?
We have so
just
many wires.
It
you got some
you
wires.
You know, with our live remotes, we always have so many wires just to make sure all the sound is right and to make sure we don't wander off.
Mm-hmm. We'll
wander off.
Don't be embarrassed. This is going out live.
Oh, hey, how you doing? Grundy up in this. There it is.
I don't know how to do that. I don't.
It's up in this.
If I did this, someone would say, shut up. just stop doing that.
It's Grundy. Grundy time.
See, Grundy.
Grundy's just too cool.
You're like Iron Man.
You have
the core of charisma just in your chest. It's a power. Take your shirt off. Take your shirt off.
It's not lit. It's not lit. I'm telling you.
This is not lit.
This is not lit.
Yeah.
Are you capable of sitting down when it's lit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can sit, but, you know, it's going to be some fantastic sitting. I'm telling you, there's going to be some action going on in that sit. I'm telling you, Ryan, hey, how you doing? See, she'll sit with me.
Right. I think she's dialed 9-1. Yeah, 1.
And
okay.
She's just waiting.
Yeah, yeah. You were mm-hmm. talking earlier about, you know, Mayor Bloomberg. There's guys around now.
I love security.
I love security, too.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Yeah, I wish I had it.
Mm-hmm. I would be it. I don't care. I love it.
You can see, you should be in a security movie.
Yeah.
Where you're just like this, and you have the thing under there. And
you should
just
be
like,
I just did a movie.
Why aren't you in a movie?
I just did a movie. I'm actually leaving. When I leave here, I'm going to France to the Cannes Film Festival.
Okay.
And I did a movie.
So are we.
Right there.
Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, I'll see you over there.
Sure, we are.
Yeah.
But, I play a character that's kind of, you don't know who he is yet. You don't know if you can trust him yet. And I'm not going to tell you yet. It's called 46 Miles. But, yeah, we're airing it in the Camp Film Festival next week.
Ooh, where can we find out information about
that? Where can we get a copy or whatever people get?
You can go to stabioproductions.com, and it's called 46 Miles, and you can see it.
Spell that?
S-T-A-B-I-O productions.com.
We're all over it. I'm dropping
are.
Your name like a brick.
You
yeah.
are.
And I call them.
We have to go to break, darling.
Bricks, breaks. It's all happening now.
Yeah.
We'll see you in a minute with more of my Fix It Up Live. Bye, Grundy.
Take care, brother.
Jolene, well, I ain't about to go straight. It's too late. And I found myself face down in a ditch. Bruising my head, blood on my lips.
picture of you holding a picture of me in the pocket of my blue jeans. Still don't know what love means. Still don't know what love means. Jolene. La da da.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment. The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
We'll fly together.
Okay, all right.
And you are inside my fix-it-up life with my fix-it-up husband, Mark.
And my fix-it-up wife, Teresa.
Yes,
here
darling.
In the forge.
The forge?
Of Ironclad's booth.
We should have gloves on. Why don't we have gloves on?
You know why? Because we were having trouble with the internet, and I had thought about it for a long time, and long story short, we didn't get that effect.
Well, I do
we're
have...
episode two.
I have the Paige Hemmings Tough Chicks gloves at
yeah.
home. I have the both models, too.
Well,
there's two different kinds. Do you notice there are two sets of pink gloves over there, and they're different ones?
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Why do the women's gloves always have to be pink?
Mark,
they don't always have to be pink, says...
Mark Lyman, chief editor of HomeFixated.com, chimes in with a salient question out of the gate.
Well, I like the pink, but not all girls like pink. And these are the pink gloves that we're talking about. Paige Hemmings.
I think those are the winter edition, the fleecy
ones.
These are the
I haven't seen these before.
They are. Well, I have these. I actually haven't worn them at home.
Oh, I guess not. Most of our projects have been summer projects.
I'll give myself
white.
High fives. You know? Oh, wait. That was awesome, Teresa. Yeah. Okay.
You don't know. Yes, after you, sir.
I was going to say, you two give each other plenty of affirmation. You two are so cute together. So.
Oh, thank you. We're going to make out now.
No.
No tongue, Mark.
No.
No, we're married. We don't do that.
We don't. Yeah. No, we don't do
that.
The
kids are watching.
Yes. Yeah, and they're immaculate conception.
Oh, yeah,
or
right.
reception. I don't know what
right.
it is.
Yes,
Joe
that's
Green.
What we tell them.
So I was asking you guys, what do you do with the kids when you both come to a show like this?
Mark likes to tape
no
them to the ceiling at home so they stay there.
Duct tape.
And we don't,
that's
yeah, they
go.
Don't get in any trouble.
Yep.
We can make sure they're safe.
We actually use Duck Brand duct tape.
Oh,
we do.
This segment brought to you by Duck Brand duct tape.
That's actually your cell phone.
That's a phone.
You know, one
okay.
of the things I was checking out, Gorilla Tape's got a 3-inch wide duct tape now. It's like a super beefy duct tape.
How do you even get it off
so,
the
now,
bowl?
Here's a question that I need to ask. My question is, how's come?
What's up?
I'll start talking like that, too. Don't worry.
How's come the tape has to be associated with animals? Why are animals present?
Oh, duck, gorilla.
Gorilla.
I almost didn't
frog.
Catch that.
We're in the process of reviewing T-Rex tape. Another
See,
animal.
Another one.
And
what is that?
And it's just beefy duct tape, basically.
Okay.
But one of the tests we're doing on it is waxing. So just brace yourself for that review on Home Fixated. One of the writers
what
I work with.
What kind of waxing are you doing?
HomeFixated.com.
Leg hair.
A
home
improvement
website.
What are you fixated
really.
On?
You didn't realize that? No.
Now, what kind of waxing? Like eyebrow waxing?
No, just leg hair. Just leg hair.
Okay.
You know, just a test.
Now,
you know, we try to test things a little differently at Home Fixated. You know, we're not into, like, you know, if we do a gun test, we don't, you know, do, like, what's the exact specs on it. We do, like, how can we make this a little bit entertaining or funny? And we don't really care if it actually brings value about the tool testing procedure. You know, we just go for, you know, we want entertainment value, you know.
Now, when tool companies see you walk up to their booth here at the National Hardware
Show,
they're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Crap, Lyman.
What's he going to do to my stuff?
Who knows what he's going to do? This did not survive my truck running over.
Yeah,
it's a laser level.
We're respectful of the tools. So we try to, you know, we want to keep relationships with the tool companies. You know, I see Mark at all these media events. So, you know, we want to keep going to those. So we have to kind of balance that with
You actually have to keep getting asked back. Yeah, that's so funny.
Now, what kind of projects are you working on around Home Fixated HQ?
You know, we're always kind of testing out tools that come in. We're, you know, like you, I'm kind of a tool nut. So anything that can be done with a power tool, even if it's better done with a hand tool, you know, we're all over it. And, you know, part of Home Fixated kind of started with my passion for tools and my obsessiveness for researching tools. So if I was doing a project around the house, I'd be on the internet for like 3 days, you know, figuring out what is the best tool I can possibly get for this one project that's going to take me like 5 minutes to do, right? and then I go out and buy the tool and then never use it again, you know?
Awesome.
So that was kind of the original inspiration. But
now, where did your passion for tools and fixing stuff get born?
You know, I grew up with a single mom, and from an early age, she was like, you know, here's the chainsaw, go cut down some trees in the yard and you know, fix this in the house. And, you know, I was the man of the house. You know?
Were you a good kid, though? Or is it busy work that she wanted you to get out of the house with a chainsaw?
It depends on who you
ask. I'm nervous about that. You know, here's a chainsaw, honey. Go cut stuff down.
Yeah, this is don't try this at home, people. Yeah,
uh-huh.
That's it.
Okay.
But, no, it worked out. I still got all my fingers and
she really
arms
does.
And
they aren't fake. I can tell by
close-up.
You know, it's interesting you should put it in that particular context, because I grew up in a similar household. And to the extent it was empowering, because she was super busy.
Yeah, same deal.
Go away. I mean, I've like got to do stuff, and I was left to sort of my own devices, and I ended up fixing things as well.
I also had a great influence
in my
life.
So all the single moms out there, just I wanted to say, they all probably don't turn out exactly this way, but please continue.
A successful man with a nice family.
I'm talking about both of you.
You're a police
man. You both
man
are
on him. Right?
Wait, how did you know that?
You told me.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
yeah.
That's
that and serious internet research.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
I didn't prepare for Grundy. I prepared for you.
My police career was like less than a year, including the academy. So that just
you liked it that much, huh?
It was a great experience.
Yeah.
You see another side of the world that you would never, ever see in any other career or walk of life. So it was a lot of fun.
Nice.
But not what I wanted to dedicate my life to.
Yeah, you could see that early on.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. Everybody has that. They get the job and they're like, I want to be the XYZ of this certain company. And then you're there and the cue balls start to close in like the trash compactor and Star Wars.
Not everyone feels that way, Mark.
No, everyone has that experience, I bet, at some point where they're like,
well, you end up
I thought this was going to be this, and it's just not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
And fantasy does not always mean
reality.
Did you
think you were going to be machine gunning criminals in the street, like in a movie, and then you had to like give a parking ticket?
Yeah.
This sticks.
It's actually a lot
machine
less glamorous
gunning?
Than you would think. Yeah.
You go to machine gunning.
Yeah, like that scene in Heat. You know when they do the background?
That's a classic scene.
Yeah.
We did that several times. Yeah. I mean,
that's at the academy.
It's stressful. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's stressful.
Right.
You know, getting shot at. It's not fun. You know. It's not fun.
So that's when you decided not to do it anymore.
Yeah.
I got it.
So.
Oh,
another true
goodness.
Story uncovered here at My Fix It Up Life. When My Fix It Up Life inquiring reports. Digs deep.
Well, I want to change something because these gorgeous shoes just went by, and I was distracted.
Oh,
those
gorgeous
are nice.
Shoes.
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
weren't we alerted it's, immediately? We're guys. I mean, to keep the animal theme going strong. Like,
yeah, exactly.
So I brought you guys presents.
Yay!
So I'd like to. I call them
I want
presents.
A pony.
I accept.
Oh,
cat.
Wow. I didn't
did you bring a pony?
I didn't bring a pony.
Okay,
I'm
what'd
so
you bring?
Sorry. This is actually just a thinly veiled marketing attempt.
Oh, sweet.
How
in the form of very thinly. Well,
yeah.
especially since I'm talking about
this
it.
This is like
it's
the Morgan
thinly.
Spurlock movie, the greatest story
Thanks
ever
Thanks for having me. Here's my marketing
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, here you go. So this is for you, Teresa, Duluth Trading Home Fixated Tea.
I am home fixated.
Show it to the crowd.
Yeah. And Mark, I know you and Teresa, you can probably back me up on this. I know you only normally wear extra small black T-shirts,
right?
So your muscles all bulge out, right?
That's exactly
okay.
why I do it.
But I got you.
It's actually a large shirt that he's wearing right now.
Oh.
He's just really
oh.
cute.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm that naturally
yeah.
massive.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
He is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That explains it. So anyway, medium fitted tee with a V-neck. So if you want to do like a gold chain, you know, or show some man cleavage. You're set with this. Okay?
Oh,
so,
I gotta see this man cleavage.
I'm not sure what man cleavage. I'm not sure if I have any.
No,
oh,
yeah, I'm sure
hard.
You do.
I don't,
sure you do.
I don't
yeah.
know.
Gold chain, and the gold chain will arrive in 3 to 5 business days.
Sure. Yeah, one of our sponsors will send it out. I'm sure.
Cool. One of those horns that goes down. That'd be cool.
That would be very
right.
cool.
Thank you very much. We
My
love
pleasure.
That.
Yeah,
right.
And you know what? We're gonna have to go to break, darling.
We will have to go to break.
We do.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. The authentic look of wood means your deck blends into your backyard. Real Wood is the perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. Whether you're starting from scratch with a brand new deck or your existing deck needs resurfacing, choose Real Wood. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
Cause if you're not laughing, who is laughing now? Well, I've been wondering if we start sinking, could we stand our ground? And through everything we learn, we finally come to terms. We are the outsiders.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life.
And we are at the end of the program today.
We are.
We are.
So follow us on Facebook.
Yes, at My Fix It Up Life. On Twitter, at My Fix It Up Life. Go to our website, MyFixItUpLife.com. Check out what we have up for grabs at Free Stuff.
Watch our videos on our YouTube channel.
Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes.
Share your triumphs, your tragedies, your questions.
Yes.
At info@myfixituplife.com.
And tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern for
My Fix It Up Life.
You might be just a pretty face looking back at me. You might be an idle conversation piece. It might be another wasted memory, but I'd like to wait and see. You might be first date on a city street. You might be a gift that brings me to my knees. You might be initial carved into a tree. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. Fix it up life. This is my fix it up life. just walking up to me. It might be a sunrise in a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key at night. I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. Just a simple love.